question was asked, how do we work with a Jewish bank if we have a prohibition of borrowing or lending with interest? If I'm supposed to give my fellow man a loan or take a loan from my fellow man without paying interest, so then how is it that, how do banks work with the interest that they collect and pay out? You deposit money in the bank, they pay interest. So the first question we have is a bank a Jew? Meaning if a bank is a legal entity, the fact that the owners are Jewish, does that make a bank a Jew? And that's a question in its own right that's discussed in response. It is not at all clear that there's any prohibition of collecting or paying interest at a bank. Because a bank is an entity. There's no one's pocket that it's going into directly or coming out of directly. There's no Jew that can say that when you pay interest, he gets more money at the end of the month. And there's no Jew that can say that when you collect interest from the bank, he's losing money. So the Torah gives commandments to people. A bank is a legal entity. There's no person directly here. There's no one making money and losing money. Everyone gets their salary. There's no, I'm saying, there's no individuals. So there's a big question as to whether we treat a bank as a halachic entity at all. Do banks have mitzvos? We assume they do. But it's not so clear that the question even begins. So let's assume they do. So now we have the concept that we cannot borrow or lend with interest. So we have another concept called an iska, a deal. I'm allowed to give you money to invest that I get a percentage of the profit. Meaning, let's say you want to open a business. If I were to give you $1 million loan and I would tell you, as interest, every day you got to pay me $1,000, and then aside from that you got to pay me back the loan, so I'm collecting interest. But if I were to tell you, listen here, you go and open that business, I'll give you $1 million. We both believe that you will make $5,000 a day in this business, right? I'm asking you to give me of the profit $1,000 a day. I'm not asking you to give me interest. I will be a partner in that business with you. And you accept upon yourself to give me a percentage of the profit or a specific amount. So then there are ways of doing it that it will be permissible. So that's what we do with a broker. We tell a broker, make the deal, and either you'll get a percentage or I'll make a percentage. So I'll read you an example of a legal document called the Heter Iska. Every bank in Israel legally must have a Heter Iska. They must have a document that states that their dealings are done in this manner, that you invest with them, that it's not a loan. And you can ask a bank, and legally they have to give you a copy. Many banks have it. When you enter the bank, they have this big plaque that shows their Heter Iska. But you can ask them, and they'll give you a copy. You can go up to the... I just want to read and translate what is written in this document. So it goes like this. I hereby attest that I received from Rabbi Horowitz of Hungary 100 gold coins as money to do business with. And I have a half a year from now until a half a year from now. And I hereby obligate myself that whenever I see a good deal, and I think that by using this money to purchase some produce, I will buy that stuff for the aforesaid amount, and his money comes before my money, and whatever profits I make from that deals, half will be for me and half will be for him. And if there's a loss, so then we go half-half. And at the end of the half a year, I am responsible to give him back the principal and half the profits. So this is one form of Heter Iska. Now, at the end, he writes like this. We are making a condition that if I prefer to give him, instead of his 50% of the profits, 10 gold coins, so then he cannot sue me for 50% of my profit. Even if it turns out that I made a ton of money off that money, he cannot sue me for 50% of the profits. So the way we're setting it up is, I'm saying technically he has a right to X amount because I am partnering with him in the deal. But I can pull out of paying him the 50% by giving him the 10 gold coins. Obviously, with a bank, it has to be worded differently because no bank would be willing to take the risk of your loss. Right? The way this contract is written is ideal. But in this contract, if the man lost the deal, let's say you invested in the stock market and all the money went kaput, so the man who lent you the money lost his principal. He didn't only lose the profit. So that's why there are other ways of wording it. But that's the general direction. We're saying, I'm borrowing the money from you. You are partnering with me. You're investing in the deals I'll make. And I guarantee you a minimum of X amount of profits. So it doesn't say it in those words, but that's basically the idea.